The following podcast may contain adult language and an abundance of salt. So get ready, nerds, because we're talking Doctor Who with David Hewlett. Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us on this special episode of the Salty Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Alex, the Salty Nerd, and I'm joined, as always, by my fantastic panel of nerds. Matt Vader is here. Welcome, sir.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
How you doing there?
Surviving.
I'm used to you being in front of me here.
It's, I know.
It's kind of weird you being like a little head in the window.
This is TV.
Yeah, welcome to my world. Yeah.
Also joining us today is the Ambassador of Estrogen, Jude. Welcome, Jude. How you doing?
Hello.
You look great. The studio looks amazing, too, by the way.
Thanks. I'm so sorry you can't be here.
Did you do a little redesign in there, or what
are you doing? I did. Yeah, I painted the studio, and then I rehung everything so that it looked better.
I think they got tired of me bitching about my corner. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I get tired of looking at your corner when I watch the show.
Where is the studio? Am I allowed to ask that?
It's in our dining room.
Who
needs a dining room anymore?
Yeah, what's the point? You're going to watch you sitting in front of the TV the whole time. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And also joining us today is the producer of the show, Matthew Kadish. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. So for those of you out there who don't know, Alex fell victim to the disease that shall not be named, which is why he is social distancing in his own private home studio outside of our regular Salty Nerd studio. And but don't worry, he's okay. His whole family is surviving. And we are glad that he was able to join us remotely because, you know, he's taking time away from taking care of his family to, get you that content you love. David, thank you so much for, coming back on the show.
And, I can't miss the first Doctor Who. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, last time you were on the show, you mentioned something about a Funko Pop of Dr. Rodney McKay that you unfortunately lost.
I know.
Alex, do you want to...
Yes, so we reached out to a very special contact of ours who makes their own Funko Pops with a 3D printer, and we got you a Ronnie McKay Funko Pop with...
Oh, my God.
He's got a cup of coffee in his hand.
He's got a cup of coffee. Oh, my God.
And he's also got his own very pair of Salty Nerd glasses to go along with it.
Oh, my God, you guys are brilliant. He's also got more hair than I could ever imagine. Oh my God, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. Oh my God, it's got the little Canadian flag on it and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's fantastic.
We're going to get a base made up for him so that, you know, he has a little mantle to stand on.
And then we'll be able to.
Yeah, a little pedestal to stand on.
Yep.
Maybe his own little pedestal. Oh, that's fantastic. All right, that will have a place of honor in my
awesome.
My little nerd cave.
That is the Christmas present from the Salty Nerds.
Ah, fantastic. This is my Christmas present, I thought.
Before we dive super deep into this episode, let's take a quick break and listen to some sponsors.
No, we're thrilled to have you. So for everybody who doesn't know, we've decided to do Doctor Who for our members-only exclusive podcast this month. And for me, I've never watched a single episode of Doctor Who. So these episodes that we're talking about were specifically designed for people who are just coming into the become a Whovian and try to like entice them. And David, when you found out we were talking about Doctor Who, you were like, I have to be in on this. So how long have you been a fan of Doctor Who?
It literally got me into acting. So I was I was like 4 years old, hiding behind the couch or the Chesterfield, as it was in England. and ever since then, I was like, I want to be that guy. I want to be that was my prime directive throughout my entire childhood. And then at one point, I probably too late, I realized that you couldn't actually be a Time Lord, but you could pretend to be one. So yeah. I thought, well, that's even easier because I don't have to be smart. It was quite a nice little revelation. Then that was it. I was like, okay, I'm an actor. That's it. That's what I'm doing.
Nice. Yeah, oh, right so. On. So this is a long time fan of yours.
Yeah.
So which doctor did you grow up with?
Who's your doctor?
I was Pertwee to Tom Baker. So John Pertwee, again, that's the Pertwee jacket, which is his sort of jacket that he wore, type of jacket he wore. And then there was the Tom Baker, who of course was infamous for his, big long scarf, which I've always rather loved, except I'm allergic to wool. So I have to get special scarves that aren't actually made of wool. So I have a nice cotton scarf.
Love that you cosplayed for us today.
See, my wife, literally my wife didn't bat an eye. I went down, I came upstairs, I got my jacket, and I came upstairs, I got the scarf, and I came back down again. She's just like, have a nice podcast. You know, just, not even a blink. So,
oh yeah, my gosh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So today, guys, we're going to be talking about the first David Tennant Doctor Who, the Yay. Christmas Invasion episode. Real quick, who has the synopsis for that? Katis, you want to go over just the general idea?
Well, real quick. So basically, you know, my co-hosts have not ever watched any Doctor Who stuff before. Jude, Vader, Alex, complete Whovian virgins.
But you've seen it before.
Yes.
And how far back do you go?
Okay, so when the series premiered back in 2005, it was like a reboot of the Doctor Who thing. Yeah. Well, I should say it was a revitalization because all the previous Who from like the 60s and stuff like that was still canon, and they just decided to continue it after a long hiatus. And Chris Eccleston was like the new Doctor, and he did like an entire season of the show before David Tennant came on board.
And that was also with Billy Piper, right?
Yes, that was also with Billy Piper. And I had a friend of mine who was like super into Doctor Who. And I just thought it was kind of like this weird, cheesy, like British sci-fi show. I could never get into it.
But you're not entirely wrong, but yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, nah, dude, David Tennant, man, he's the shit. He's the guy. Like I've modeled my entire life after him. Aww. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, just watch these episodes. And he wrote down like three or four episodes for me to watch. And so, me being a kind of like OCD style guy, I was like, okay, I can't just jump into like a series like this without watching what came before. And so like I watched all of Chris Eccleston's season. I didn't really like it all that much because I'm not really a big fan of his. No offense to him. It's just like he just didn't do anything for me. And
it wasn't a great season either. Like it just wasn't.
I totally agree. Like it wasn't great, but I kind of saw like there was like a kernel of something there, which I thought was kind of cool. And then like when we got to the episode that my friend had first recommended, he's like, start with this episode and go forward. Of course, I didn't listen to him. So I watched the Christmas Invasion. And I was hooked after this episode. And I became like, David Tennant's my favorite Doctor because he was the one who got me into Doctor Who. And all of his seasons are just amazing. He had some of the most iconic episodes, I thought. Mm. And to me, when I think of Doctor Who, I just think, Alonzi and like all the Tennant-isms that he brought to the Doctor. And so because this episode got me into the series, I wanted to start with it with you guys. Because I felt like it was a good introduction to the world of Doctor Who and what comes next.
Mm. Okay. So do you want to just do a quick general thoughts for everybody around the table then? We can talk about what we thought about this episode.
Yeah. So basically this episode, every year Doctor Who does a Christmas episode. It's kind of like what they're known for. It's like a Christmas special, essentially. And this was the first Christmas special of like the new iteration of Doctor Who, and it was the first episode that David Tennant fully starred in as the Doctor. So there was a lot of firsts with this episode, and it's basically the Doctor and Rose come back to the UK after going away on a universe saving adventure against the Daleks or Daleks. I'm not quite sure how it's pronounced.
David, I get told off all the time because apparently I go Daleks. Daleks. Not
So, darling. So like they come back and basically the Doctor is kind of like still regenerating from, his previous iteration. And so he's kind of in and out of it. And while he's indisposed, a new alien threat comes to Earth and humanity is just not equipped to deal with it. And they really need the Doctor, but he's kind of MIA. And so like that, and it happens during Christmas time. And that's basically like the gist of this episode.
Invasion. Okay.
So my general thoughts on this, I think the only way I can describe it is quirky. It's very quirky. It's not a style of humor that I'm used to. It's very British, of course, which I think it's supposed to be. The aliens themselves felt very like classic Next Generation Trek to me. I got that vibe from it, that kind of low budget TV style of creating these like immense cultures and these aliens with these funky faces and stuff like that. I did enjoy it. It had some really funny moments. The Christmas Tree of Death
Oh my God, I love it.
Cracked me up.
Yeah.
And then the part that I was actually surprised at and how awesome it was the Santa Claus assassins and they're like trombone flamethrowers and rocket launchers and stuff. I was like, this is so bananas. But there's the production value, of course. I mean, it's hard to judge a show that's made in the, you know, early 2000s on its production value, but it did take away a little bit from it because it was very cheesy, very homemade feeling.
You're such a child sometimes.
I am. I'm sorry. It was just, it felt very low budget, which isn't a terrible thing, but it did kind of take me out of it a couple times. But overall, I did have a good time with this episode. I'm not quite hooked into becoming a Whovian. Like if I were to say like whether or not this is going to get me into the show, I'd have to say no, not quite. This was a fun one-off and I kind of burned an hour watching it, but it wasn't something that really got me hooked. Vader, what did you think about this episode?
So Doctor Who, man, what a trip this thing is, right? Growing up, I never watched Doctor Who. My experience with BBC and British sci-fi is relegated to my brother's obsession with Blackadder shows on PBS growing up, and both of ours obsession with Red Dwarf. Which I absolutely still love to this day. And these guys might know what it is. I know Alex has no clue. But it's fantastic. You know, Crichton and Lister and Kat and the boys. It's really funny. If you guys haven't seen it, go check it out. But I've always been around Whovians, but I've never watched a single episode of Doctor Who. It's cool, man. It's cool. In fact, I had not a clue going into this that I watched the wrong episode at first when we started doing this, because Matt goes, well, it's the first episode of the second season. And I'm like, okay. So that's what I put on. And luckily I did it on Discord with our Discord people. And Nick came along. He said, no, dude, you're watching the wrong episode. I was watching an episode where he's in a hospital full of zombies. Right. And there's the lady who's a skin lady with mouth on this on her skin panel and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, huh, this is really strange. But like, it's interesting, but man, this is a weird ass show. You know,
it doesn't seem very Christmassy. Yeah, right?
You were like, huh, they picked this one for us to watch first. Okay.
So anyway, Nick, Backyard TARDIS, who is a huge fan of Doctor Who, he said, no, man, that's the wrong episode. So I finished that episode. And then we watched the correct episode together and he like took me right along with it. And it was a lot of fun. And I really enjoyed it. I don't know how deep we're getting into it in this first part of the video, but it was good stuff. You know, I really enjoyed the whole invasion angle. It was 10 times better. It was 100 times better than the actual show Invasion that we watched. You
know, this last and a couple lot months. Cheaper.
And a lot cheaper. And they actually had an invasion with aliens and stuff in it, which was kind of cool. I thought it was a lot of fun. It's quirky, it's kooky, it's lower budget ish, and it's everything I expected out of a Doctor Who show. So I have no complaints about this thing. So yeah, it's fun.
Right on. All right, David. So what did you think about this episode? Where does this land for you as far as Doctor Who?
It was a weird one for me because I had been watching obviously the old geezer ones from way back, you know. So I grew up as a kid watching it, so had a very different feeling about it. When it started back up again, I hated the reboot. Like, I hated it. I just like there were like fart jokes and guns and stuff that just weren't in the original, in the one that I grew up with. Right? It just seemed silly and the CG just, I don't know. There's something about all the practical effects from the old ones I used to see. It was all, you know, there was some like really bad video effects, but you could sort of forgive them because they didn't dwell on them. So for this one, I actually watched the episode that preceded it because I wanted to just remind myself of where it was. And I'm sitting there going like, oh my God, how long is this? Like, I'm just like, I like really struggling to get through that last Eccleston episode. And then, so I was a little bit like trepidatious going into the Christmas one because I was like, I don't know, like I just plowed through that other one. But this one, I was like, okay, this is like, I have this like love hate with Russell T. Davies, the guy who writes these. He writes to me some of the most brilliant sci-fi I've ever seen. and also some of the most annoyingly campy, stupid stuff that drives me freaking, just makes you want to gouge my eyes out. So there's, if you like, going from the first season to the second season was a perfect example of that. It went from what I thought was the worst of him to the best of him. Mm. And you start to see, you know, David Tennant, who is just glorious. I mean, he really does embody, to me, it isn't, Doctor Who to me was always about Doctor Who. I never cared about the companions. I never cared about, in a way, the aliens or any of that kind of stuff. It was just this character, this crazy, brilliant scientist and artist. And like, he was just, so that's what I think that David Tennant embraced so well. Now, I will also say that I hate David Tennant because he's the doctor that I wanted to be, right? So I think I was doing Stargate around this time. And I would say, oh yes, the other doctor.
Yeah.
You know, but looking at it again now, I see why he is so loved, because he's just, I mean, he's glorious in this part. Like, just absolutely. Yes. The CG stuff drives me crazy. It's like, if you're going to do a Dalek invasion, like, don't dwell on those terrible effects. Like, it's just like, oh no, the after effects are coming to get us. I mean, yeah. It's just, you know, the bad CG models I bought off, you know, whatever. It just, you know, I really feel like the fans could do better.
Yeah, it does take you out of it a little bit when you're watching like a very clearly CG'd giant rock flying through space.
Yeah.
your take about Russell T. Davies, though, is so spot on, because, you know, when you're watching his run as showrunner for Doctor Who, like, he has some of the most brilliant science fiction like ideas.
Yeah.
You know, some of the concepts for his episodes are just like incredible. And he really knows how to build like, you know, when David Tennant in this episode, the next doctor, has that climactic sword fight at the end. And like,
yeah,
all that build up to like the doctor finally emerging from the TARDIS and stuff like that. It's all like, it gives you chills because you're just like, yeah, you know, like, let's see that. And then like, you know, like in the next episode, he'll have something that's so stupid and ridiculous and cheesy. But in a weird way, it kind of works because you have that oscillation between like the cheese and, you know, the awesomeness. And it kind of, at least for me, it pulled me in. But I think that's a very accurate description, David, of Russell T. Davies.
I definitely struggle with the companion stuff. I think there's far too much stuff put on the companions now. Like, I just don't, as soon as we get out of the TARDIS and out of the Doctor stuff, I find myself going like, okay, you're having a tough life in London, whatever. I go back to the monster, you know, like, it's, you know, but that may be just me. I know that people absolutely loved Rose. I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I got problems with Rose. So Jude, before we get into it, what's your thoughts on this episode? And cause you're the first time Doctor Who watcher as well. So how did you feel about this?
I was really nervous going into this because I felt like there was a lot at stake. There's a lot of people who love this. And I was like, I really can't fucking hate this. I really can't fucking hate this. And I'm a longtime fan of Billie Piper, and I didn't know that she was in this. And when I found out that she, Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
Oh, right.
I love her. Yeah. No. And she's in a new show too. I Hate Susie, I think it's called. I think it's on HBO Max. Anyway. So when I found out that she was in this, like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, I know that bitch. And then I was like, why do I know? I was like, oh shit, Call Girl. Oh. And I love her. And so like every scene that she's in, I'm fully invested. And for me, I know, Alex, you know nothing about Harry Potter, but for me, David Tennant will always be Barty Crouch. So I was like, okay. Huh. And the first episode, you know, I love the cheats. The first episode, I was like, give me that sciencey camp. I am here for it. Mm. I loved it so much, I made Kadesh watch the next four episodes with me. I was like, let's just keep going.
So you binged a whole, like, half the season?
Yeah. Yeah. He made me quit, though. He was like, all right, but now this is the one that we have to watch next week. So I was like, yeah, we can watch it twice. It's fine. I just want to watch it.
You got to pace yourself.
I know.
That's awesome.
So they hooked you. That's good.
Yeah. I love campy, cheesy sci-fi. Like, that's why I love the original Star Trek series so much, the original movies so much. I hate the new ones, but I love that campy, cheesy science goodness. There's that very specific recipe that this it speaks right to me. And this is the sci-fi that I love.
That's me too. And that's absolutely sums up my love of it too. I love it. I love the conceptual stuff that makes you think, and then you go, ooh, and when you see them actually do it, it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And one of the cool things about like the rebooted Doctor Who is that they take a lot of the campy stuff, like designs from like the early iterations of the show, and incorporate it, like the Daleks or Daleks, however you want to pronounce it. You know, they still look like those little trash can things, you know?
Yeah. And they used to be stopped by a staircase.
Yeah. And, you know, the Cybermen, which you haven't gotten to yet. We watched an episode where they reintroduce Sarah Jane and K-9.
Uh-huh. Right.
And K-9 was like that typical like 1960s, like robo.
It reminded me of like Lost in Space.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I always loved about this show was like, they weren't afraid to embrace the cheesiness of the previous iterations of it.
And we have robotic dogs now.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's silly that they're not boxes that you have to lift up to get up, you know, over bumps and things, but I think what's so funny is so much of the science fiction we're seeing now, I don't know whether it's directly derivative of, but like Doctor Who's already done it. They're like the Simpsons of science fiction. Like, it's like they've been around for so long.
You read my mind, David.
Yeah.
He's my best friend now.
I'm waiting for my sonic screwdriver.
These guys have been arguing over whose best friend you are. So I'm going to need you to clarify it at the end of the show.
Oh, God.
Who do you love most?
It's like Sophie's choice.
I think we're good to go on our general thoughts. The rest of this podcast is going to be for members only. That's where we're going to go deep dive into this episode. We're going to break down scene by scene and talk about what we liked. Scene by scene, what we liked and what we didn't like. So if you want to join the club, go to saltyinterclub.com. That is where the rest of this is going to happen. Also, you guys are going to get 4 exclusive podcasts every single month. This month, we're doing Doctor Who. Who knows what we're going to do next month, but it's going to be another legacy sci-fi show. So join the club membership. It's only $5 a month. You guys can help support us, make awesome content for you guys to enjoy. So the rest of this show is going to be for that. So everybody, Vader, where can they find you on the socials, bud?
You can find me at MattVader74 on all of the socials.
Right on. And
go ahead.
Sorry. And Jude, where can they find you at? But babe, babe.
What's up, babe?
Hey, that's the doing? COVID talking.
Yeah.
You can find me at I Am Jude Juju on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. You can find us on Facebook at Salty Nerd Podcast on Facebook. And I just wanted to say a very dear friend of mine is the one who made the Funko Pop. His name is Stephen Blair. He's a fantastic artist, and you can find him at thevocalhatter.com.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, yeah, that's
H-A-T-T-E-R, Hatter.
Mm-hmm. I'm going there as soon as I'm done.
Awesome.
And Kadish, where can they find you at?
You can find me at Matthew Kadish, K-A-D-I-S-H on Twitter. KadishBooks.com will take you to my Amazon page. And also, if you go to saltylist.com or saltynerd.com, either one works, you can sign up for our newsletter where you get access to a private RSS feed where we publish podcasts that aren't publicly available to the masses. So if you want to get more info on some of the movies and TV shows that we talk about, head on over there, subscribe to our newsletter, and that'll get you access to it.
Right on. And Mr. Hewitt, where can they find you on social, and what's going on with the Tech Bandits lately?
Oh, I've been on holiday. I've been shamefully non-tech banditing. I was just thinking, God, I should really do some more Tech Bandits. which is probably the best way to get me, actually. There's techbandits.org or just D. Hewlett at Twitter or on the Salty Nerd Podcast.
Right on. All right, everybody. Thank you guys for joining us. Club members, come join us for the rest of this episode. Stay salty, my friends.